Hello, this is Norma. Today we are discussing a topic that's pleasing. We're going to talk about life. Life is beautiful. We should always celebrate the beauty in life. You know, after God created the world, He said it was good. There is something very good about the world we live in, but we must have eyes to see it. You know, we can get bogged down by life. You know, there's a lot of stressors, and we can let it stamp out our joy. Sometimes it pays to step back, stop, and smell the roses. One of the things that helps us appreciate life is the beauty found within it. I remember when my first child was born. The miracle of him amazed me. As I held him in my arms and looked at him, he was such a sweet bundle of joy. So that's part of life too, isn't it? Just celebrating life around us. The life we see next to us. A couple of days ago, my sister came over and she brought with her some old sheet music from the days of my grandparents. They used to have this sheet music inside the piano bench. And when we were at my grandparents, especially in our high school years, for teenage years, we would play the songs, and they became very familiar to us. Well, she brought one of them with her, and it was the song Beautiful Ohio. I'd forgotten about that song, and she started playing it. Pretty soon, both of us were singing. And when you come to the chorus, there's the melody, and then there's the obbligato part. So I was singing one, and she was singing the other, and it was so beautiful. All these memories flooded in me. When we were done, I just felt warm inside. All week, Beautiful Ohio has been playing in my mind, and every time it refreshes me. During days marked with sadness and loss, despair and depression, we can lose sight of the best parts of life. I have a friend who has suffered for years and years, most of her adult life, and she suffers deeply. Yet, something has happened in her that is remarkable. She has a beautiful spirit, and she writes wonderful cards to people. I have a few of those cards myself, and when I reread them, I just feel her presence and her love and her appreciation for me. And it means a lot. After watching her for years and years, one time I thought, I just really want to bless her. And so I sat down, I thought, I'm going to write something that will touch her. How I see her, and I decided to use a picture. So I'm going to read the poem to you. A Desert Bloom. I saw you today as a little flower, long you were there, a lone seed in the desert sand. The winds came parching the ground. You waited. Someday, someday, someday. The sun beat down, mercilessly sucking the moisture away. You waited. You listened. You said, "When, Lord?" Year after year, the desert landscape moved. The sand blew this way and that, a restless shifting. Desert creatures slithered and crawled, giving life to the barren lands most majestic. Their cries and movement in contrast to the ever-present pause. Time stood still, an endless strangeness, a cunning wildness. And then one day, the rain came. And came. In torrents it flooded the land, strong, masterful in command. Gushing here and there, the sand grew refreshingly wet. Finally, you said, oh yes, the thirsty soul quenched, satisfied. Joyfully you sprang up to greet the new day, stirred to radiant life. Beautiful, serene, lovely to behold. A real desert trophy. Your maker said, "Why, there you are, my sweet princess. The wait was long, but just look at you. Petals exquisite, the color deep and rich, the grandeur of much anticipated new birth. Yes, your hue is remarkable. You have intricate lines, such a delicate reminder of the grace of my touch. I saw you today as a little flower, most beauteous to behold, with a pure loveliness that comes when much suffering is born. A rare find in this timeless desert plain. One who has trusted, believed with a steadfast heart in the unseen. For you are a reflection of the Maker's glory, a rare bloom divine. You know, life is beautiful, even when we're having a hard time. Here's your takeaway for today. God is life. God gives us life. God is the eternal now, which means His life is always available for our life. We will find His living presence to be living in us. John 3:16, so familiar but so true. He promises us eternal life. And that's a living life. It's living right now. If we have believed on Him and turned our heart to God, our challenge is to release self in order to embrace life, God's life. Well, it's a beautiful day in God's kingdom. I hope you are on the bright side of life. Wishing you well on your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening. God bless you.